You're listening to SBS News.
Alarmed at the growing number of New Zealanders facing deportation from Australia, dual New Zealand-Australian citizen Erina Marunga decided to become a migration agent to take on some of their cases. The Adelaide-based agent says she's been inundated with requests for help from Kiwis concerned they are going to be sent back for crimes they committed years ago, even if they didn't go to jail.
Lots of New Zealanders are very, very worried about the future. It causes incredible upheaval for families. We're not talking about people that have just been here for a couple of years, you know, and under 5 years, but ultimately it's for decades.
Deportations have been a source of tension between New Zealand and Australia since the character test was strengthened in 2014, resulting in many long-term Australian residents being sent back if they'd been sentenced to 12 months jail for a crime. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has repeatedly described the issue as corrosive, raising it as recently as last month during a visit to Melbourne. But the Australian government is showing no signs of backing down. Instead, Immigration Minister David Coleman is proposing to further tighten the rules to make it easier to deport tens of thousands more migrants on character grounds. Under the plan changes, visa holders who have committed a crime that carries a maximum sentence of at least 2 years, such as common assault, will automatically fail the character test, even if they are not sentenced to jail. Migration researcher and former Labor policy advisor Henry Sherrill says the latest proposal is a significant escalation and would put migrants who are unlikely to be a threat to the community at risk of deportation.
The changes which are being proposed will drastically lower that threshold in terms of failing the character test.
Mr. Sherrill says he's analysed sentences handed out in the New South Wales local court in 2005.
The vast majority of criminal sentences result in non-jail sentences, even for crimes where we're talking about common assault, knowingly contravening an AVO, which is an apprehended violence order, and assault occasioning actual bodily harm.
Adding to concerns about the proposed changes is that they'll apply retrospectively, meaning anyone who has committed a crime covered by the laws in the past could be deported on character grounds.
This is a clear concern, I think, in terms of how the Parliament makes rules around visas and the effect that this might have on migrants who have been in Australia for a long time and who have played by the rules, and then the rules are changing after they've acted, but also after they have paid the penalty for their crime as well.
As the largest group of visa holders in Australia with limited rights to permanent residency, New Zealanders are expected to be disproportionately affected. Almost half of the 886 visa holders sent back to their countries of birth last year were from New Zealand. Ms. Marunga says the government's trying to cleanse Australian society.
And that's what it feels like from our perspective. That's our feeling of being really hemmed in. And like I said, a lot of good people, a lot of ordinary people are just living in that sense of fear because it's like, when will this stop? Or how far will things go?
Mr. Coleman told Parliament last month the bill would send a clear message to all non-citizens that the Australian community has no tolerance for foreign nationals who have been convicted of such crimes. He said entry and stay in Australia was a privilege, not a right, and anyone who breaks the law should expect to lose that privilege. While not deliberately targeting New Zealanders, La Trobe University law professor Patrick Keyser says the proposed legislation will have ramifications for the relationship between the trans-Tasman neighbours.
Doubling down on the, you know, arguably very harsh policies that Australia has developed and is implementing basically saying, look, we don't care about your concerns. In fact, we're going to drive a deeper wedge in our relationship. And I'm not sure that that's a sensible approach to take.
Professor Keyser, who has researched the impact of the 2014 changes, says the implementation of the policy is having a devastating impact on many families.
It's often depriving these families of breadwinners, and certainly depriving these families of fathers. And oftentimes these men have lived in Australia for many, many years, some arriving as children of tender age.
If the government proceeds with the latest changes, Mr. Sherrill suggests special provisions be considered to mitigate the risk to New Zealanders.
More strength could be placed on if someone was a New Zealand citizen with long-standing ties to the Australian community.
Amy Hall, SBS News.